You believe in Jesus, you've got nothing to lose. You get Jesus on top of everything else, so you got one bonus, a big bonus on top of everything else. Nothing to lose. Nothing to lose.
你得到耶稣啊，唔单止有其他嘅事，你仲有得到耶稣吓，所以你唔会损失任何一个嘢嘅。
And there is my preaching exactly the opposite.
啊，呢度我同你嘅教导咧就系完全嘅相反。
That when you come to Christ, you give everything to Him.
当你嚟到耶稣基督嘅时候，你将你嘅一切都俾佢。
And so the preacher who says, "Come and accept Christ, and you got everything to gain, nothing to lose," they got lots of people raising their hands.
所以咧，有啲傳道嘅人就話咧，你相信耶穌啊，係你會得到耶穌，你一啲嘢都唔會損失，所以好多人都舉手信耶穌啦。
One year later, you see where these people who raise their hand, where are they?
啊，一年之後，你會認識到呢啲舉手嘅人究竟佢哋去咗邊度？
The fallout rate, according to one survey, of the average evangelist in one year is 80%.
喺呢個統計嚟到講咧，就喺呢個傳福音嘅人嘅講道嘅人，佢哋有啲人願意接受耶穌基督，然後又離去嘅，大概有八成咁多。
But those who come to the Lord through my preaching, the fallout rate is almost nil.
但嗰啲聽到我宣傳神嘅福音又接受咗嘅，幾乎嚟講係冇人係離開呢條正道。
I have proved this in Liverpool over the years. All those who came to Christ, they still stand.
啊，我喺利物浦裏邊幾年嘅工作係證實到，每一個佢嚟到接受耶穌基督嘅，佢依然係今日喺耶穌基督嘅面前。Is it
because I am more clever than these preachers?
係咪我有特別嘅聰明智慧比其他嘅講道嘅人咧？
Not at all.
唔係啊。
I'm sure many of them are more clever than me. They are better preachers than I am.
我相信有好多呢啲嘅講道嘅人，佢比我嘅聰明智慧係更多。
But because the difference is that I am determined to preach as the Lord Jesus taught.
個原因個唔同咧，就係因為我係決定要教導、要傳講神所佢自己嘅傳講嘅話語。
And where in the teaching of the Lord Jesus do you see about accepting me?
而喺邊度耶穌基督教導話你要接受我咧？
Can you find me where the passage says so?
你能唔能喺邊度揾到嗰段經文咧？
On the contrary, he says, "He who comes to me, not I come to him. He comes to me."
但相反嚟講，佢就嗰個嚟我度嘅，唔係我去嗰度，佢嚟我度嘅。
I will not cast out.
我唔會將佢排開。
If you give yourself to me, I will accept you. If you come with an open heart.
假如你將你奉獻俾我嘅話，我會接受你，我會有一個敞開嘅心嚟去接受你。
When does the subject expect the king to come to him? Is we go to the king?
啊，邊個嘅平民話希望咧？嗰個皇帝去到嗰度咧，而係常常都應該係嗰個平民咧去到皇帝嗰度。
It is not a question then of accepting Christ, though that is not entirely untrue. Of course, in a sense, we do accept Christ.
所以唔係話接受耶穌基督係一個唔正當嘅事，普遍嚟講，我哋都接受耶穌基督。
But more important than that is the teaching of the Lord Jesus in which He accepts us.
而咧更加重要嘅就係話，就係耶穌基督所講嘅就係佢接受我哋。
The whole teaching of the Lord Jesus is that except a man deny himself for the sake of Christ, he cannot be Jesus' disciple.
喺耶穌基督嘅全部教訓就話，除非個人將佢嘅全部嘅嚟到除開嚟到放棄，不然嘅話，佢唔會被耶穌基督接受。
Now, when you became a Christian, on what kind of preaching did you become a Christian?
啊，當你成為基督徒嘅時候，喺邊一種嘅教訓你成為一個基督徒咧？
Did you become a Christian in order to get Christ or to give yourself to Christ? There is a world of difference between these two.
你當你成為基督徒嘅時候，你要成為一個基督徒去得著耶穌咧，抑或你要成為基督徒去將自己奉獻咗俾耶穌咧？呢兩個係有非常之大嘅不同。
Right now, as a Christian, are you the Christian who accepts Christ or are you the Christian who has given yourself to Christ?
啊，就而家你係一個基督徒，你係嗰個基督徒，嗰個係將自己俾咗俾耶穌基督嘅，抑或你係要接將要得到耶穌基督嘅咧？
If you are only the Christian who takes Christ, who takes him to yourself in this way in order to have him, to possess him, and to make use of him, you are not going to be a Christian who will survive for very long in the realities of everyday life.
假如你係嗰個基督徒，只係要佔有耶穌、得著耶穌，係成為自己嘅好處、自己嘅用處嘅話，咁我要同你講，你唔會喺佢嘅裏邊好耐，因為喺冇幾耐嘅時候，你就會因為世上面嘅真實嘅生活嘅情緣會令你不久咧，你就會離開佢。
And when these two kinds of people become Christians, even their reaction is different at the beginning.
而喺呢兩種嘅人，佢哋嚟成為基督徒嘅時候，佢哋兩種人嘅所做嘅事嘅反應亦都係唔同嘅。
You see, many people, when they accepted Christ, they say they're full of joy. Why not? If I get a big present, I'm also full of joy. But when I lead people to Christ, I tell you, many times the tears run down their faces. They enter into the kingdom with their eyes open. They see the problems, the hardship of the narrow way. They have seen the glory of the kingdom of God. Their eyes are open spiritually. But they can see the narrow, the hard road leading there. And they say to me, I will take up the cross and go. To follow my Lord from this day forward. Even though the tears run down their faces, forward they go. There is nothing superficial about this kind of Christian. They are a different type of Christian altogether in the church. That is why when I tell you that their fallout rate is almost nil, you wouldn't be surprised by now. So today I would like you to examine yourselves. What is the nature of your faith? What kind of a Christian life you have today? Is it being a Christian in order to get all the things for yourself? Or rather to see, I know now that Jesus is Lord. He is King of the universe. He shall reign wherever the sun does its successive journeys run. Wherever the sun, wherever it goes around the world. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. This kind of a person is not like a present you can take to yourself. And you can put in a package with a nice red ribbon on it. And talk about some present that God gives to you that you can sort of take home. Indeed, God gives us His present, His gift. But the most important thing is that having received it, we give ourselves. That is the most important thing. Then you know what it is to be a true Christian. Which shows the other point. That the difference between these two kinds of faith, these two kinds of love, is the difference of the concept of who Jesus is. The kind of Christian who only talks about accepting Christ usually has no concept of the glory, the majesty, the greatness of Christ. He has no concept of that. Little wonder that when the problems come, he cannot stand. It is difference between choosing the road that is easy, that is to get a present is easy, and the road that is hard, costly, to give yourself, costly. Now this is the point of the building of the houses that the Lord Jesus speaks about. The one kind when the flood comes and the wind blows, it collapses. But the other kind stands, no matter what kind of storm beats against it.
但另外一種佢咧，依然係站落喺你唔理係邊一種嘅飓風嚟嘅衝打，佢依然站落喺度。
Now outwardly the two houses may look the same。
喺外表上面睇嗰兩間屋可能係同一樣嘅睇法。
You cannot see the foundations, that's hidden。
你唔能夠睇到個基嗰、那個地基，因為咧嗰、那個、那個屋嘅地基係冚遮蓋咗嘅。
Just like so many Christians, they outwardly look the same。
就好似好多個基督徒喺外表上面嚟佢睇嘅係一樣。
When you look at them in the church, how do you tell the difference?
在教会里面你 看到他的时候你怎么能够讲到他们的不同呢？
They are both very polite, they are both nice smiling faces, they like, look the same outwardly.
他们呢都是同样的有礼貌，同样的满面的笑容，完全相似。
The important difference between two Christians, although outwardly looking the same, is the inward difference.
最重要的看到他们不同点，虽然在外表上面呢是他们是相同，但里面来他们是有不同。
One is built on the rock.
一个呢是在磐石上面的建筑。
The other one has no foundation.
而另外那个他是没根基的。
Just sitting on the sand.
只是坐在一个在个沙的上面。
Now, this is the meaning of the Lord's teaching here.
这个就是耶稣基督的教导的意思在这里。
The life that you are living now is like building a house.
你现在的生活就好像起紧一间屋一样。
If you are building just for a short time, why waste the energy and the strength and the cost to build it on a foundation?
假如你只是建立这间房屋只是给一段短短的时间的话，怎样会浪费你的精力来到要建在一个磐石上面呢？
The man who builds for long term, he builds on the rock because he's thinking of a long time ahead.
那个人他要建立一间房屋是要为长久计的话，那他就会将他的地基建立磐石上面，因为他的思想 是长久是永远的。
Which shows again the difference between these two kinds of faith and the two kinds of love.
所以又再次给我们看到那个两种不同的信的不同和两种不同的爱是怎样。
The one kind of Christian only thinks about the present.Another Christian thinks into the future, right through to eternity. You just have a conversation with them and you know which one they are thinking about. The one kind of Christian is only worried about his business, his exams.
有一種的標準呢，他只是掛念了他的生意或者他的考試。
His whole thinking is only about today and tomorrow and the day after that.
他的全部的思想是集中在今日、明日或者是遠一些的話再是明日的明日。
He has no vision, no future.
在他的眼裡面他沒有意象，是沒有將來。
The problem of today is the big thing.
今天的问题就是那个最重要的问题。
But the other Christian is an eye who has his eye away in the distance. He is not short-sighted.
但另外一个基督徒，他的眼睛是在长远计的，他不是是近视的。
Have you ever noticed that the person with the long view is a person who doesn't get too worried about problems in the immediate future?
你有没有留意到那个人他有长远的眼光，就是他那个人他不会为了目前一些问题来到感到
But the Christian who thinks only about today, every small thing is a major disaster for him. Because it's today and tomorrow that's important for him. After that, it doesn't matter. But the long-term Christian is the one who says today and tomorrow these are important, but not so important as the future that I'm building for.
但另外那種基督徒呢，他就說他的眼是放在永遠永恆的裡面，所以今日和明日都是重要，但在永遠的計劃裡面他看得更加重要。
What kind of Christian are you?
你是哪一種的基督徒呢？
The Christian that lives for today?
是不是那種基督徒只是為於今日來到生存呢？
The kind which says let us eat and drink for tomorrow we die.
只是那種基督徒說讓我們飲酒吃喝，因為明日我們就會死亡呢？
Today is all we've got.
因为今日就是那一日我们只剩在这里
的。Let's enjoy it while we've got it.
让我们尽情的喜乐。
But the other kind is a person who looks into the distance.
但另外那种基督徒就是在长远那里来看。
He says it may be hard work today, but it's worth it for the objective I'm laboring for.
佢話雖然今日嘅工作係困難，但係呢個係值得嘅，因為我所睇嘅，我所印象中嘅前途，我今日所做嘅係值得嘅。
Now I would have thought that our Chinese people are people with the long-term view.
我實頭原本以為我哋中國人咧係有嗰、那個隻眼係放得遠啲嘅。
I'm told that there are some people in the world who, if they got some money in their pocket, they never bother to work until they have no more money, and then they work for another day, and then they can relax again.
我話咧有啲人同我講咧話喺呢個世界上有啲人咧佢所有啲錢嘅話咧咁佢就唔再做嘢啦喺度用曬呢啲錢之後佢先再去做嘢。
I'm told that some people like that are to be found in Malaya and such countries.
我人哋同我講呢種咁嘅人咧好多咧大概喺馬來亞或者喺東亞洲嗰邊。
But I always understood that Chinese people are willing to work hard today so as to have a better future. They don't mind 今天吃苦 to have hardship in order to have a good future. But if you can apply that into spiritual thinking, then you're really getting somewhere.
假如你能夠將呢個咁嘅道理咧，係實踐咗喺你嘅基督徒嘅生活上面咧，咁嘅呢個咧就係更加好啦。
So think of the beauty of the Lord's teaching here。
所以我哋喺呢度可以思想到基督嘅教訓係幾咁嘅美麗。
You try building a house on the rock, and then you know what he's talking about。
你嘗試下喺磐石上面嚟到建造房屋，咁你就知道佢所講嘅咩事。
Here is a great rock. How are you going to build a house on it?
呢度有一個大嘅磐石，你點樣喺上面嚟建造房屋呢
？How are you going to put a foundation into that？
你點樣可以喺嗰度擠一地基喺度呢
？Oh, that is hard work, chiseling and driving into the stone in order to establish the house on the rock。
經過艱巨嘅工作，你要咧喺個磐石嗰度嚟到作，嚟到然後將啲地基咧嚟到建好喺呢個磐石嗰度。
In Luke chapter 6 verse 48, the Lord Jesus says this: He, that is the wise man.Is like a man building a house who dug deep into the rock. Not into the mud. That would be easy job to dig into the mud. But into the rock to dig deep. You try that. That really is hard work.
在路加第六章第四十八節那裡講，他就說那個智慧的人呢，那個人呢，就是他要在這個盤石那裡刮心，來到以至在那裡來建立他的盤石，建立他的地基。
You think how many hours he has to chisel into the rock with the sweat running down him.While the other guy building his house on the sand is having an easy time, he just puts his wood together, hammer it together, and whoo, there's the house. And here is this poor fellow still chiseling in. And there you can see the other fellow sitting under the tree, smiling, while the other fellow is chiseling in the rock. He's already a long time finished his house, while this fellow in the rock is still chiseling, only made a small hole there and still driving away. And there the Lord Jesus says, he dug deep. Oh, this man is not going to just...chisel a small hole in the rock, why bother? He was digging down deep into the rock. This fellow said, this fellow is really wasting his energy. Look, it's a nice and cool under the tree, and this fellow is trying to make life hard for himself. But in English, there is a saying which says, he who laughs lastLast best.
在英國有個有個講法咧，就話嗰個最後笑嗰人咧，佢係笑得係最好嘅。
So this fellow is laughing first, sitting under the tree, looking at that poor fellow on the rock still chiseling away.
所以呢個人咧，佢建好佢個房屋喺沙土上面，呢個人咧就開始係笑先啊，因為睇到呢個人喺度作緊嗰石。
But then summer is past and the winter comes.
但我睇下夏天過去，冬天又嚟啦。
And to understand the picture here, you have to understand a bit about the life in Israel.
要認識到呢度嘅教導話，我哋要認識到喺以色列嗰度嘅生活係點樣。
During the warm months, the summer months, it's dry. But in winter, the rains come down. In summer, even the rivers become dry. But in winter, suddenly, where there was no river, suddenly there is a river. That's why anyone who knows the Middle East will know the word Wadi. Wadi is a river which actually is never, you don't see it. It only becomes a river in winter. And suddenly in winter, the rivers begin to come down. And who do you think was laughing last? When the rains came down and the storm blew and the rivers came, this guy on the sand, his house was going down there and he was yelling, "Kill me!"
當那個翻大風落大雨的時候，這個建房屋在沙土上面的人，他的房屋已經走在那裡，他在那裡叫救命了。
By that time, he's either smashed on the rocks or washed into the sea.
或者在那個時候，他已經大概是衝撞在石頭上面，或者甚至是被沖流了出去海那裡了。But
the man on the rocks, the man built on the solid rock, he is safe. Nothing happens to him.
但那個在盤石上面有建造房屋的那個人，他是得救，他是平安的。Because
he built with a long-term view.
因為他有長遠的計劃，眼光來建造他的房屋。
What is this rock?
這個盤石是什麼呢?
Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 10 onwards, you find Paul's exposition of this very passage.
哥林多前書第三章第十節那裡開始，我們看見保羅開始是講關於這段經文。
And there he points out that this rock, this foundation is Christ.
在那裡他指出這個盤石就是耶穌基督。
If you build on Christ, you will be secure.
假如你在耶穌基督的上面來建造的話，那你就會鞏固了。
If you put your life solidly based on Him, then you will be safe.
假如你將你的生命
What does it mean to build on Christ? It means that your life is dependent wholly on Him. That house rests completely upon that foundation, upon that rock. You live a life of total dependence on Christ.
你的生活是完全的依靠在基督耶穌上面。
Just as the house rests on the foundation, your life rests on Christ.
好像那個房屋依靠在這個盤石上面，你的生命都是依靠在這個耶穌基督上面。
Ask yourself right now, am I living a life that is totally depending on Jesus?
你現在就開始要問你自己，究竟我的生命，我是不是生活著一個生命是完全是依靠在基督的裡面呢？
In every problem and every difficulty, I rest wholly on Him. I have total confidence in Him.
在每一個困難、每一個難題的時候，我完全是依賴在他的裡面。
I have built a solid relationship with Him. The house doesn't just sit on the rock. It is dug into the rock. It is rooted in Christ, to use Paul's expression in Colossians.
我有一個鞏固的根基是建造在這個盤石那裡。 我這間房屋我們可以看到，不是只是坐在這個盤石上面，而是它是挖深的根基，扎得深在這個盤石上面。
Notice he dug deep, we dig deep into Christ.
我們留意到它挖深入到基督的裡面。
What does that mean?
我的意思是什麼呢?
That shows the direction of your life. You go towards Christ, into Christ.
就表示到我們去基督的，我們生命的方向是向著基督的生命的裡面。
Not satisfied just to have a superficial relationship with Him. But ever going deeper into the life of Christ. That means every day you are working towards Christ. And it is effort. Notice the effort. I mean, you don't build a house with no effort.
就說每一天我們的工作，我們的生活都是向著基督的來到生活出來。
So it shows the direction of your energy and your effort that you put in every day.
在这里就表现到我们的能力，我们所做的每一件事的方向是向哪里。
How much effort did you spend in the last week in going deeper into Christ?
你在上个礼拜你为了要更深的跟随耶稣基督，你用了什么的时间，什么能力，什么力量在这里呢？
Ask yourself honestly, how much energy did I spend digging deeper into Christ in the last week?
我们自己很诚心地问自己，究竟我们用了多少的精力来到为了追随耶稣基督的事上面来到用功呢？
How much time did you spend meditating deeply into the words of Jesus?
你用了多少的时间来到思考神的话语，来到更深地进入耶稣那里呢？
How many hours did you sit back and meditate on his word, going deeper into his word?
有几多个时间你坐在这里来到思考神的话语，更加的认识他呢？
How much time did you spend communing with him, drawing into a closer relation with him?
有几多个时间你是用来与他几次的相交，而与他更加的亲近呢？
How many people they can spend hours with their girlfriend and their boyfriend and what, like 5 minutes?
有很多人他能够用很多个钟头来跟他的男朋友或者女朋友在一起，只是觉得过了几分钟。
But to spend 5 minutes with Jesus is like many hours.
但是在神的面，在耶稣基督的面前用5分钟的时间，就好像用了几个钟头的时间。
How can you be going deeper into Christ?
你怎可以说你在基督的里面更加的集中呢？
If you are neither interested in his word nor to draw closer to him in prayer.
假如你又不喜欢对于他的话语没兴趣，又跟他在祷告里面与他没相交的话，
Then you are the kind of Christian, let me tell you honestly, that when the storm comes, you will be swept away.
你就是那个基督徒，就是当这个飓风来的时候，你的屋就会被吹走了。
When the problems come, you will be gone.
当困难来的时候，你就会离开了。
Like so many Chinese Christians in China.
好像在很多的中国基督徒在中国一样。
When the communists came,their faith was gone.
当共产主义来的时候，他们的信仰就离开他们了。
The floods came and they were swept away.
那些洪水来的时候，他们被冲击了。
Whereas the other Christians, when the communists came, they grew stronger than before.
但是其他那些基督徒，当共产主义来的时候，他们就比以前更加的强劲。
They suddenly blossomed forth in the new strength that we had not seen before.
突然间好像有这么大的力量，重新的力量就开发出来，而是我们以前都看不到的。
Almost as though the flood waters were the ones that really fertilized their roots and gave them that, and they sprang forth in great power.
就好像那些大的洪水来到喂养他们那个根，以致他们能够发坚强长大，比以前更大。
Notice that the one flood that destroys the godless is the same flood that saves the godly.
我们要留意到的就是那个洪水在一方面它是毁灭了那些不相信神的人，但另一方面它是建立在那些相信神的人。
When the floods came in the days of Noah and swept the world away, that same water that wiped out those people were the same water that lifted up the ark and saved it.
我们看看在挪亚的日子，那个洪水来的时候是同一个洪水是毁灭了整个世界的人，也就是同一个洪水是将挪亚一家来到是托高。
The same water that divided in order to let the Israelites go past, the people of God to go through, was the same water that wiped out the enemy.
我们又认识到同一样的水它分开来给以色列人来到过个河的，也是同一样的水它合埋的时候将埃及的人来到毁灭。
So the same water, the same floods that wiped away all these nominal Christians with that kind of superficial faith is the same water that has made the church in China today the mighty spiritual force that it is.
所以是同样一样的难处呢，是将这个那些只是自认为基督徒的人来到除掉，而接口认为基督徒的人来到除掉，也是同一样的能力呢，是将今天的中国教会 在中国大陆里面的教会建立起来的。
So I ask you to consider carefully, and I beg of you to consider for your eternal welfare, what kind of faith you have.
所以我请求你考虑一下究竟你所有的信是什么信。
Whether you are built upon the rock which is Christ,
究竟你是不是建造在磐石上面，那个磐石就是基督耶稣呢？
Or whether your faith is built on nothing more than the shifting sands of this world.
或者話你只不過係建造你個信心係建造喺呢個沙土上面。
Now there is more riches that I wanted to share with you, but there is no time.
呢度有更寶貴嘅意思喺入邊，我想同大家分享，但係時間關係，我哋冇啦。
And so I shall continue again, God willing, in another after 2 weeks' time.
我喺如果神許可嘅話，喺兩個禮拜之後，我會繼續嘅嚟到。
But we have dealt with things which are of eternal importance. I pray that when that day comes, when the floods come and they will come, that every one of you will be able to stand. But maybe somebody will say, well, maybe the floods will never come.
或者有些人會說那個洪水永遠都不會來。
So that if you are thinking like this, you are thinking exactly like the foolish man, because that's why he built his house on the sand, because he was sure the floods would never come, not this way, maybe it goes down that way, but not here.
假如你是這樣想像的話，你的想像就好過那個愚蠢的人一樣，那個洪水永遠不來，或者是那個洪水會來，或者他都不會走這邊的，去到那邊的。
Believe me, the floods will certainly come.
请你相信我，就是那个洪水一定是会来。
Make sure that your life is built on Christ.
你要好好的确定的知道你的生命是建造在磐石的上面。
That you totally trust him and commit yourself to him like the house resting upon that rock.
就是你要完全的全部的来到信教他，依靠他，好像那个房屋建在这个磐石的上面一样。
Now in 1 Corinthians 3:10 onwards, the Apostle Paul develops the point in which having got the foundation, you've got to build on top of it.
在哥林多前书第三章第十节开始，保罗那里在提到，你有了磐石的时候，你要开始在磐石上面来建造。
And with what material you build on it depends on whether the superstructure will survive. Not only the foundation survives, whether on top will also survive.
你用什么材料来建造这个房屋呢？就是关于究竟将来不单止根基能够是保留在这里，甚至你 的上面的建筑都能够保留在这里。
And what will or will not survive depends on the cost of what you put into it.
那些能够建立在这里的，那些不能够建立在这里的，就是关乎究竟你用什么东西，用代价来建立这个房屋。
If you build with costly things like gold and silver and precious stones, it will stand any kind of test.
假如你用那些寶貴的好像金銀寶石來到建立這個房屋的話，那這間房屋就能夠建立在這裡。
But if you build with cheap things like so many Christians do who put next to no cost into it, it will not survive.
但假如你用便宜 的事物來到建立起來，好像很多基督徒一樣，這樣這間屋就不會能夠保留在這裡。
And when the judgment comes, you will be empty handed.
所以當審判來到的時候，你就會空手就見主。
Well, today I'm sure that you have found it very costly to sit here in this heat.
相信今天你們都會發覺到非常很大的代價坐在這裡那麼熱。
But this kind of cost will be well worthwhile.
但這種這樣的代價是非常值得。
I hope also that those who can survive the floods may not have to survive only by the skin of their teeth, that is, with nothing much left after the flood has passed.
我希望呢那些能够建立能够保留在这里的时候，不是刚刚可以保留在这里，而 是保留得有余。
That is that they don't have to go to God empty handed.
就是说他不需要 去到见主的时候只是空手的见主。
Some Christians will be saved, but my, are they going to be sorry that they did not build for the future?
有些基督徒的 会得到救，但是 他们是会他就会抱憾，就因为他们没有为将来来建造。
Think of it that one day, even if you survive the flood and you come before Jesus, you have to come empty handed to him.
思想到将来有一天，就算你能够是经得起这么多个洪流来到见到神，但假如你是空着手来到见他的话，是怎样？
Think of that day when you stand before the Lord Jesus.
思想下当那天你站落在主耶稣基督的面前的时候。
And every one of us is going to stand before the Lord Jesus. And you are going to be empty-handed. My principle is this. Live your life so that you have nothing to regret.
我的意思就是 你的生命要完全地生活在神面前，以致你是不会空手的见证。
With nothing to regret, to do, 不需要后悔。
令到我们有些的抱憾。
I hope that you really take this to heart. A man who had his house washed away, he had plenty to regret.
我希望你将这些原则放在你的心里面来思考，因为那个建造房屋磐石上面的时候，他是没有一些抱憾来见主。
Live a life where there is no need to regret. I underline that again.
如我们生命 一个生命以致到我们是不需要将来有什么遗憾的。
In other words, don't say in that day when you stand before the Lord Jesus, oh, I wish I had lived my life differently.
换一句话来讲，就是当那天你要站在耶稣基督的面前的时候，你说我真的希望我以前的生活是怎样。
There were those people who were deciding, shall I serve the Lord, shall I not serve the Lord?
有些人在计较究竟我应不应该去侍奉神，应该我不应该侍奉神。
And then, if they decided they were not going to serve the Lord, they were going to make a better living for themselves today. Think, if you want guidance on the principle, on that day when I stand before the Lord Jesus, what would I really have rather chosen to do?
你要想象到，假如你需要人指导你的话，就是有一天当你站在耶稣基督的面前的时候，我要想象到我会想应该怎样做呢？
I think you'll immediately see what would be the right thing to do.
咁你就会即刻就会想到你所正当要做嘅事系乜嘢。
Let us close now in prayer.
让我哋祷告。